The Shocking Truth. If you are reading this book, let me first congratulate you if you are a newcomer to the world of MLM and allowing me to impart my experiences on the industry to help you in taking the first step into this fantastic industry. My intentions of writing this book is to help and provide people generic information that would apply to any company regardless on their marketing/compensation plan, product, team, country or even offline or online. It is indeed a shocking truth to find out that over 95% of network marketers or home-based business owners are operating their business at a loss. How scary if you are reading this for the first time. Well, thankfully, if we all worshipped statistics fanatically, most people today will be afraid to drive cars or even go to school. For example, the percentage of road accidents and how many students in a class make it and getting distinctions. We all want to be smart people and rather be in the top 5% being the ones making the money now. Don't we? Of course we do. It is sad that countless of poor victims join the industry, uninformed, and when they run into problems, they usually put the blame on the company, the team or even the industry itself. That is why we hope to avoid such unfortunate circumstances. Even if you have been involved, this information is invaluable because it might teach you things you have missed out or information to help your downline. Let's proceed. Why would you be choosing an MLM in the first place? MLM survival. Let's face it, the world out there is like a jungle. More particularly so in the MLM world. It would be easy to say, since it is that difficult, let's just forget about the whole MLM or network marketing deal in the first place, then this book would not be necessary at all. That action would be self-defeating. There is good news for all of us. So let us instead start from a positive note. The purpose of this book is not just about teaching you to choose the right MLM company but also how, by being properly educated about the industry, you will be able to receive benefits from every opportunity you invest your time and money in. The information here will be completely generic and neutral. I am not endorsing any company over the other as there is no such thing as the perfect MLM but rather choosing an MLM that is suitable for you. Whatever your reasons may be, let us make a few assumptions about it before we proceed. Or else you wouldn't pay for this ebook in the first place. 1. Making money. 2. Saving money on products. 3. Meeting new people. 4. Growth and development. Making money. A. Looking for fast money. B. Building a long-term business with money coming in long after you have retired. C. Investing in the product itself. For people looking for fast money, there are pros and cons to this kind of thinking. Some people are well-trained salesmen. They have built the relationship with their clients, customers and all sorts of people. People trust what they say and will trust whatever they are selling. They may sell the product itself, sometimes, in large quantities, or they may sell the opportunity, the money-making part of it, or both. Are you this kind of person? Fast money is not impossible, but it could be for the short term only. Consider the facts that 80 to 90% of people in the world are not built for sales. If a salesman sponsors a non-salesman, would the non-salesman be able to do the same thing as his upline? Does that mean that I would spend most of my time looking for the 10 to 20% of sales types? The next type of money is the long-term type. When I define long-term, it does not have to mean that you might not see money right away. It differs from company to company. But as a general rule of thumb, it involves building a network or an organization. The key to building a large organization is quoted by Zig Ziglar. You will get whatever you want in life if you will just help enough other people get what they want. In other words, if you will help enough downlines get enough downlines, you are on the road to network marketing financial freedom. The key is to help others. There is one more category of people who invests in network marketing companies, not to make money through retaining or networking, but rather investing in the product, position, or depending on the company, appreciation of their assets. A few examples would be investing in a product, so that in the future, its value will appreciate, so you can sell it to other people at a very high margin, sort of like old comic books. Others might purchase the account or distributorship from you, depending on the compensation plan of the company, while some internet companies actually pay you to invest in their company, sort of like buying a share of the company. Saving money on products. Retailing of a product is very important to an MLM business. Lack of, or even non-existing, retailing could be harmful to the distributor or the company as certain states have outlawed headhunting and have their own policies. Nevertheless, saving money on an MLM product is one of the most wonderful key features of joining an MLM company if recruiting is not your forte. In certain compensation plans, repeat purchase of the products you buy from the company gives you more rebates or bonuses. In essence, the more you buy, the cheaper it becomes. This becomes an even greater pleasure if you are totally in love with the products or you have already set aside a budget for those products, which means you are now buying from the MLM company or your upline instead of buying from the supermarket, pharmacy, grocery store, etc. There are some important aspects to take note, however. If the company requires you to purchase the products in bulk, hence the term, front-loading, is there a demotion in your achieved position in the company, is there maintenance required, or how much are the renewal fees for membership? All these will be further discussed in the later chapters. Meeting new people. This is one of the many reasons why people join MLM companies, even if the first two reasons discussed above don't even concern them. There are all types of people in the world. Some like the positive environment. Others like the social events the company or team organizes. Some look for a potential life partner there. Lots of people even go all out to join these kind of businesses to get more contacts for their own businesses, maybe even their own MLM business. Bear in mind one thing. There is this old saying that goes, "You scratch my back, I scratch yours." If you participate in their activities but don't go full force in their company/team vision, don't expect them to join you or buy from you. There may even be negative repercussions, such as being banned from coming back to the company. Growth and development. One of the biggest reasons why I would recommend joining an MLM company and doing the business is opening your mind to positive thinking and achieving your full potential. There are many companies out there who have the best training courses, motivational rallies, sharing sessions and whopping transformation camps that will not only fire you up but take your business building to the next level. I will not touch much on this subject extensively here. There are so many companies out there that will do a fantastic job in terms of training. Remember that growth is a journey and not a destination. Types of people who are looking for opportunities. Remember that people join MLM companies for their own reasons. However, the character or intention of a person will determine how far they want to go in MLM. Here are classic examples of different types of people. 1. Genuine business opportunity seekers and builders. 2. Product consumers. 3. The supporters. 4. MLM junkies. 5. 001 syndrome. Genuine business opportunity seekers are the most important people in building a large business. They are the bread and butter. Not all are leaders, but leaders are not born, they are developed. This group of people also can be product consumers. Product consumers are people who join an MLM and buy from them because they like the product and enjoy the service of their upline. They are not necessarily genuine business opportunity seekers or builders, yet for many builders, a lot of their income will come from this group. The good thing about them is as they learn more about the product, the company and interact more with their upline, their exposure to MLM grows and they might convert to opportunity seekers and then builders. The supporters category is quite a mixed match of people. When their close friends or relatives build an MLM, they will join under them to support their businesses. However, the consequence of that action varies according to the individual. For example, I would join my friend's organization, but it could be purely out of obligation and not for any genuine reason. This could potentially lead to resentment, when you mix business dealings with friendship, confusion and even loss of friends. Others might even join to see if their friend or relative is involved in a scam to try and pull him or her out. In order to prevent any potential disaster, make sure your intentions for joining an MLM are very clear-cut. MLM junkies are the sort of people who jump from MLM to MLM. Some people even call them multi-level monkeys. They attend a talk, get hyped up about the opportunity, and build the business on euphoria. Sooner or later, they lose steam and find problems with the company, when the real problem is themselves most of the time, and jump to the next smoking hot business opportunity. It is not wrong to be a member of many MLM companies, depending on your budget. Bear in mind, certain companies discourage or even forbid you to join other companies, then their business practices should be examined. If you're a member of many companies, it is okay to do a good survey and attend trainings, but the key to remember is you must focus on one good MLM for the long run and the others can operate on a referral basis, like recommending a friend to buy a product from another company while building one main one. This leads us to one more category of people who could be MLM junkies as well, the 001 syndrome. Basically, they want to be the first to start building a business in a brand new startup. They want to be the pioneer. There are many pros and cons to assess about a new company, like their background history, financial status and product market rather than just focusing on the income potential. There are many more challenges to be faced for people who are sponsored directly under the company, and new companies don't usually have a time-tested workable system in place. If you fall into one of the above categories, or even some or all of the above, these will give you a general guideline on how to improve your choice selection of MLM companies before we go into the details about compensation plans and product demand. By knowing yourself better, you can do a better assessment. What is the MLM jungle like? There are thousands of MLM companies out there. Here are a few categories of MLM. These will help you determine which company suits you. Traditional MLM, product slash servicing and concept. Internet MLM, physical product and digital product. The main difference between traditional MLM and internet MLM is the method used to recruit or sponsor. Traditional MLM relies mostly on one-on-one prospecting, like at a McDonald's or Starbucks, home party, opportunity meetings or rallies. Internet MLM does the recruiting through email, newsletter, forums, websites and sales letters. This minimizes the human interaction part and may be more suitable for those who are not very good at talking to others. Two main types of traditional MLM are one that is heavily concerned with retailing, consumption or distribution of a physical product. Typically one with a high volume of repeat sale, like vitamins or skincare products, and good testimonials of the product with high visibility, for example, look at my skin, the product has cured all my pimples. Concept MLM doesn't focus as much on products compared to its former counterpart. They usually do have a product, but it doesn't have as high repeat sale as those mentioned above. Most of them run their business like a club. Some are like lifestyle clubs. Others conduct their business with a high degree of professionalism. They all dress better than an office worker. Often they will sell their people a dream or molding them to a particular image to convey the image of the company for attracting more recruits. It's the sizzle that sells the steak. In internet MLM, there are distributions of two types of products. A physical product distributed through the internet means that the internet does the selling and recruiting, taking the orders, and the shipment of the product are done offline. Digital products remove the headaches of physical product distribution. This usually gives the company a better margin due to lower overheads, no warehousing or shipment exposure to the industry. In the MLM industry, there are a few factors to consider when considering which company to build a long-term business. Product background, marketing or compensation plan, the team, upline, sidelines, even the company staff, the trend of the time. First off, it has been said in the past, your upline chooses the first company you join. It still is the case today for many who are either unexposed and their friends or relatives who join an MLM first approaches them. The unexposed might oblige their upline and if they are not careful, will cause a very bad first impression on the industry. Today, you don't need to be picked by someone else. You can choose first. Do a good survey based on the guidelines above. As a matter of fact, you don't even need to join the first person who invited you in a company. You have a choice to choose someone else to be your upline within the same company. Products are very crucial in MLM. Just because one company says our product is the best doesn't mean that it is. Just like any other business, people seriously building an MLM will only say good things about their own product. They will even give fantastic and even outrageous testimonials about how the product can help them. Many are very sincere and well-meaning, but the rule of thumb to remember is, yes, you say the product is the best, but that is also because you haven't tried any others because you are in this business. I firmly believe that most MLM products are of exceptional quality. That is because the product must work, then only can a distributor give good testimonials due to the nature of the distributor doing direct sales, dealing directly with the prospect slash customer. There are companies that discourage their people from using products from a competitor MLM. Some even ask you to stop buying from the supermarket and buy from your own business instead. Beware, some even go as far as to talk down about the products of other MLM companies. Most people, in their zealous zeal to recruit others, may use this tactic. This is often perceived as rather unprofessional. Bear in mind, in MLM, if you talk bad about other MLM companies or their products, you are talking bad about the entire industry as a whole. You mean to say that only your company, product, compensation plan, team is the best in the world and the rest of all the other companies are of inferior quality? Man, I don't want to be in this industry. Can you imagine if every network marketer is doing this? No wonder the industry has a bad name.